Let's start off with this narrator's story, and it's about tipping outhouses. So we're going to take a listen.
And while there was six of my friends, we were all girls. And we've been doing this for a couple of years, but nobody knew that we were the guilty ones that were going around and tipping toilets. And one time we went over there, this one place that we went to, we thought, hey, you know, there's an odd house over there. Let's go tip it. We just thought, well, maybe we shouldn't, but yet we went and we did it. So we tipped it. And while we tipped it, all of a sudden this gentleman started screaming at us, you know, hollering at us. He said, I'm going to get you guys for that. And we took off and we ran so fast. So today I still don't know if the gentleman ever got out of there or not.
I love that story because it's not about, this sort of like a stereotypical Halloween story. It's about a bunch of teenagers getting into some, I'm going to say, not good trouble.
Yeah, they were doing things they shouldn't have been doing, just like what one might expect to hear from males, like you said. This was a collection that was actually really near and dear to my heart. I don't think that I set off to do Halloween memories, but this was my first short form oral history collection. When you think of holiday traditions, but it's something that almost everybody has some interesting story to share.
Our next narrator, more traditional memory of, yes, Halloween. It's a description of an active Halloween neighborhood. So we're going to hear the story.
We have plastic skeleton rats and cats and a bird in a cage that goes, whoa. We have quite a few things in the front yard. And we have the favorite of all, and the kids always talk about it, we hang them on those shepherd's crooks. But they're little black bats that fly on a string in a circle. And they have little red eyes, and their wings flap. And they go, and kids just love them. They don't like the smoke machine, but that's all right. A little fear on Halloween is a good thing.
What a great way to end that story. A little bit of fear on Halloween is a good thing.
Today's Dakota Datebook was collected by me, Sarah Walker.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.